the greatest show on dirt. Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor, giving you all the dirt on dirt track racing and the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. Be ready to sit on the edge of your seat, courtesy of these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Summit House Retirement Community. IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company. Hancock County Speedway. McNeese Tire and Automotive. McCluskey Appliance. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Stellar Industries. And Hancock County Health System.
Now here's Riding Dirty with AJ Taylor.
Well, here we are at the Hancock County Speedway as we get underway with a broadcast of Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live from the Hancock County Speedway this week. Last Friday's races, of course, were rained out, so the only one race has been held so far this year, and that was the June 3rd race and the Britt Race Day on Main. That day, there was 17 race cars in attendance, lots of kids for the big wheel races, teams out there competing for the tire change competition, which was awesome. And if you missed it, it was definitely a fun day for us with some great prizes. Now, tonight's race is a special one. Landis is presenting the IMCA Northern Sport Mod Nationals tonight. This is a big, big event. It's the best of the best that are going to be here this evening to battle it out for up to $2,500. Now, gates are going to open right now. Hot laps are going to happen at 7, and they'll get more information. You go to Facebook or you go to the HancockCountySpeedway.com, and this is going to be kind of a lot of fun to see how this all will pan out tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about what's going on here with the weather. You're probably looking outside going, well, first and foremost, where's my backyard? And second of all, just exactly how can you race out in this stuff? Believe it or not, this is good stuff. This is good stuff, especially for guys who like to have that good grip on the tires. And how they go down low into the water, into the mud to try and make it happen. But when you have humidity like this, it keeps the track soaked. So as a result, the drivers are going to get a lot of good firm grip in there with their tires. And they're going to be taken off and having just altogether way too much fun out there. Now, we are looking tonight. We still have the heat advisory in effect. I don't see how we're going to get up to 90-something degrees. I'm sure they've probably modified it by now, but I do know that our weather forecast for tonight is calling for temperatures down to moderate, down to around 75 degrees. Right now it is 82. We have 92% humidity, hence the fog outside. The winds are coming in out of the east-southeast around 12. They're supposed to get up maybe to about 18 miles an hour, so that's not going to create too much of a problem with regards to drying out the track. The forecast is calling for partly cloudy skies today, and as you know, the National Weather Service has been absolutely excellent with their forecasting. They said mostly sunny skies and 92 today, so we'll see what happens with regards to that. Nonetheless, this is the night when drivers who like to get down and dirty, get into the mud, and create a lot of opportunity for themselves, either outside or inside the track, to really get out there and make some good things happen. I'm looking forward to seeing some things that are going to be happening tonight. Number one, you're taking a look at Turn 4 right now, which is a little wet right now. And that is because of all the moisture in the spring, and now they've been trying to really squeegee that track out, push it down, pack it down as much as possible. You also have the same problem over in Turn 2. It is also a little bit wet out there as well. And when the drivers get out here, and it's going to be a while, but when the drivers do get out here, they're going to be working on that pack. And they're going to be seeing if they can create some good ruts, something to work in, something to grip in down deep inside the dirt, and give them that kind of a push that they need tonight. The infield is a wetland. Let's put it that way. It's not going to qualify as a lake, but it will qualify as a wetland out there. There is some water out in the center of the track, and all that water that's coming from the track itself, the dirt track, is now just kind of matriculating its way down into the interior of the track. So hopefully nobody has to go out there in the middle of that track tonight and do anything. But it is going to be a little bit slopping wet out there at all aspects. We're talking about the east end. We're talking about the west end, the north, and the south ends. All of them are seeing a lot of moisture from what is happening out here tonight. We don't see any rain in the forecast yet, but we do have some light, very light in nature, showers surrounding the Brit area right now and moving off to the north-northeast. We'll see how that will pan out as well, too. We want to say thanks to all of our sponsors tonight who are all a part of this. Ryan's Roofing, Summit House, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights, DJ. Hancock County Speedway tonight is putting up a heck of a good race tonight, $2,500 purse. IMT, McNeese Tire, Hancock County Health Systems, Stellar Industries. Great, great sponsoring group. Ryan's Roofing. Also, you got Summit House, McCluskey Appliance. Love to see these guys back. And if you're looking for anything, you're going to find it right there. And, of course, we're also talking about McNeese Tire, who's going to be out here as well, too. So a lot of fun tonight. As I mentioned, this is Landis Night, $2,500 on the table. Who's going to take it away? Who's going to come up with this? We're going to talk with some people who know a little bit more about this track and some of the dirt racing that's going to be going on out here. It's going to be a lot of fun to see what's going on. Hopefully we can get the promoter on. Awfully busy tonight as he's trying to get the track detailed and ready, so hopefully we can get that going. Haven't had a chance to talk to him, but I would love to have a word with him tonight, so we'll see if he's going to be coming up here as well. But I'm talking about Trent Chin of Chin Promotions, and going to be fun to see him out here as well, too. Let's take a break. Come right back. You're listening to Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on B103 Worldwide on KOW.com and on KOW and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials, highest-rated materials from local suppliers, warranted craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
So back, we are here at the Hancock County Speedway. Let me give you an idea about what we're looking at here as far as racing is concerned. Obviously, we're getting into some of the fun stuff tonight as Landis Sport Mod Nationals Night tonight on the 24th of June. You're coming up with the Trulson Auto Parts and the Winnebago Land Improvement. July 1st, Pritchard Auto Company will be the big night that night. And you'll also have the John Landier Memorial presented by the Landier family and, of course, Doug Studer Farms. That's coming up on July 6th. If I went too fast, I'll repeat it. Don't worry. Just not right now. Okay. All right. We have got Chris Madsen, one of the great experts here with regards to the Hancock County Speedway. Oh, well, maybe not. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll make it up as we go.
You want me to write this down so you can keep track of what's going on? Kind of give me an idea. You represent Landis. Tell me a little bit about the company and what it's all about.
Oh, boy. You had to put me on the spot. That's why I told the boss he should come out here and do this for me. We're basically just like any other cooperative. We haul grain. We move grain. We do fertilizer. We have liquid, dry fertilizer that we put on fields and stuff. Right now it's basically the heavy time when they're doing it. For me, I'm what they call a delivery specialist. It's a big word for truck drivers. So anyway, yeah, I haul grain, corn, beans, fertilizer. That's basically my job today. We opened up the bunker out there, bred air, and we're moving into the in-house. So I've just been going round and round circles all day today.
I'm sure, and you're staying.
So kind of goes.
Yeah, you know, I was going to say, you know, have you been driving around the track and dumping it off, or what's the deal here?
No.
Are you guys busy right now? I mean,
yes. I mean, to a degree. Like I said, I'm busy right now because we're moving that corn out of the bunker. I don't know if you know what the bunker is.
Yeah.
That big white thing that's sitting out there along the highway, but it's driving 18 between Britt and Wesley right now. You've seen that? Well, it's not going to be there much longer.
So, and you guys are working like from morning, noon, and night almost, I would assume.
Oh, we started at 6 this morning. We were supposed to go, except for because the race is tonight, luckily. But otherwise, we'll probably go till 6, 7 o'clock at night, sun up to sundown.
Now, you know a little bit about racing out here. You've been doing this.
Yeah, I've helped a few guys on their cars and stuff. And my dad, he had a, I don't know if it was a hobby stock or not. I just, way back when I was like 5 years old, you know, if anybody out there who knows my dad, Holger Mattson, if you got any pictures or any stories, please let me know because I have not heard from anybody or anything. I don't think we have any pictures at home. But I really love to see, because I don't remember anything except for one night riding in and when he took it from the gas station over to the Quonset to store it or whatever. That's the only thing I remember.
That's it.
I don't remember him racing or nothing. So I don't know if it was actually a real race car. Or...
it was a real race car.
I don't know. Can they hear Brad?
No, they can't. He's way off mic.
Brad with us. He's over here telling me that he knows about it. So anyway.
Give me an idea. Give me an impression about what you think about this. The setup on this is going to be tricky tonight.
It's going to be a heavy, heavy track, I believe. So you're going to probably see some motors get blown up. Not that, you know, anybody wants that. And maybe, hopefully, because of me saying that, I jinx it so nobody will blow up.
I'm trying to find wood to knock on.
Right.
Seriously.
There's plenty of wood, but we're nowhere near it. But anyway, because
right.
Usually when we're up here and we're watching the races, I'll go watch, especially these B-mods. There'll be a lot of yellow flags. And every time I say that, they run green, white, checkers. So I'm going to say now, right now, that there's going to be a lot of yellow flags. That way we can go green, white, checker all night.
Now, you're saying that the engines could potentially blow up, and that is because of the strain you're putting on these things to try and get traction, or what?
As heavy as this track's going to be, muddy-wise, like you were saying earlier, it's going to be kind of a muddy track. Once they get worked in stuff, there's going to be, that's one nice thing, though. It's probably going to be plenty of grooves. There'll be a top groove, middle groove, high groove. There's going to be plenty of good racing, I think. But the only problem is it's hard on the motors, as tacky as the track will get. And it'll probably take out a few motors. I'm just guessing.
Do you think
hopefully
see,
I'm wrong.
Do you think we're going to see guys go high end on the
turns? You're going to see them everywhere. You're going to see them low, middle, and high.
Really?
Especially at the end.
And it is because people are they trying to get some kind of an advantage? I mean, when you look at people going down low on the track, you think, okay, they got less distance to work with. It's not...
Usually people on the low side, when you have a dry slick track, you got nowhere else to go. You can't get much traction. They'll lose. You know, they'll start spinning out. So they just stay on the bottom side, where it's usually the most moisture, and just try to hug that tires all the way around, and just, you know, and then accelerate down the straightaways.
But you also see the guys that try to,
and then you got
drift up at the top.
You got
you know?
The guys that'll run the top side. They'll run right up on the edge because that's the only place left to go. And if you're single filing, there's nothing else to do when you're way back there. Then you're going to want to take the top side just to try to do something different. Because then instead of playing follow the leader, you're hopefully blazing your own path. If it works, you're a hero. If it don't, oh well.
Is it best to pass low or high?
It all depends on the track. You know, anything. I mean,
in this kind of situation, I mean, this is the one thing. I remember when I would talk to Ed Beebe with Thunder Raceway down in Arizona, he would always say, oh, yeah, you want to go high because then you can dive down and get underneath the guy.
As long as you got traction, that'll keep you up there, yeah. Like I said, a dry slick track, it's tough to get it, keep traction. So you just basically, they go in the corner and just let it roll around. Let the car just roll up. Don't put any gas into it. Once they get in the straightaway, then they gas it again.
Now, is it different for modifieds than it is for sports or anything like that?
Every car is different.
I know bombers would never make it out here
hobby
like that.
Hobby
yeah.
What you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Some people call them bombers someplace. Some call them hobby. Some call them, I think, super stocks or whatever, street stocks. But they got the small tires. They got regular tires just like our cars that we drive. So they got to run the regular tires. So it's a little harder for them to get around as much as the modifieds and the stock cars. They got the wider G60 tires. So They're a little wider and they get better traction.
And humidity obviously is going to play a big role in this as well, too.
Another reason why I said motors might be blowing up tonight. Because the heavy air, the carburetors, they'll have to probably change their jet to a different settings. It ain't too rich to, or
too lean.
Yeah, if you have too lean, you'll just.
Right. So in this particular situation, the different size engine also plays a bit of a role as well.
Everybody's
too.
Got the same size, well, except for stock cars and modified.
Right.
Hobby stock have to run the same, and B-Mod, especially B-Mod. They both have the same kind of motor.
Right.
360s with 9-to-1 compression. So.
You're looking at a situation where the setup is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be a little bit harder to do. Simply because, and this is, obviously it's got to cater to the driver as well, too, because that driver, he's going to work that engine differently
no matter
where he is.
An experienced driver will know how hard to push his motor just by the way the track is, weather-wise, merely.
All right, we will come back here in just a second or two. We've been talking with Chris Madsen. We'll also talk with Brad here in just a second or two and get more of an opinion around what's going on here. As we come back with our second segment, you're listening to Ride It and Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOWB 103, worldwide on KOW.com. And by the way, if you want pictures of what's going on out here, our producer, the hardest working producer in radio, and also the most stylish, I got to admit, you got to admit, guys. I mean, she's styling tonight. She's
every time we walk somewhere and stuff, she's always got some stylish outfit.
She's what you call styling and profiling.
There you go.
Like that's the old Ric Flair.
We'll come back right after this on Riding Dirty on B103 Worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook. Don't go away.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. 5 IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT in Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
All right, back we are here at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt. It is Riding Dirty. We're going to bring in another expert in this area and talking about the track that's out here. We're talking about Brad Hiscox. He, of course, runs B&B Sounds and Lights DJ.
Yeah.
Awesome. And as you can tell, they're getting everything ready around here. Brad, kind of an exciting time. Kind of give me your impressions of what you see out here.
Well, Chad's over there getting the microphone all set up and everything. The track out here is going to be heavy, like Chris said. It's going to be a very heavy track. I know they've been working on it today. It's kind of hard to work what they got with all the rain that we got this morning and everything. So hopefully they can get it rolled in. They might have to bring the cars out to help them get it rolled in and everything. But I think if they get it rolled in and get a good racing starts with the heats and everything, by feature time you're going to see some fast, full groove racing out here. I mean, they'll be using the whole track, and they'll be going fast. It's going to be a fast night, I think.
One of the things that people talk about all the time, dirty air. And you're going to be seeing a combination of that out here because you've got the humidity, then you've got the fumes coming off of the other cars. Does that play a factor into the end of the racing?
The humidity is going to be the biggest thing. I mean, it's very, very heavy humidity. And if you've ever watched drag racing and HRA drag racing, they're always talking about the humidity. They're always talking about the barometric pressure. That makes a big, big difference when it comes time for tuning the motor. And when I mean tuning, I'm talking about the carburetor, rejetting the carburetor, resetting the timing on it. It makes a big difference with this heavy air. It's going to make a big difference.
How long does it take to set those cars up? I mean, if you're sitting there in the pits, you obviously have several categories you've got to get through here, but how much time do you normally have back there?
Well, being like today, it's been this way all day today. They've probably got the jets already changed in the carburetor. They kind of know from years of racing and stuff, a lot of these guys, they've already known, you know, what to do with this. They know what gear to put in because they know it's going to be a heavy track, so they know what gear to put in the rear ends. They know what jets to put in that carburetor because the humidity is so heavy. They pretty much know what to do. When they get to the track, it's pretty much ready to go. They'll find out when they do hot laps if they need a change of gear. It takes 15, maybe 20 minutes at the most to change a set of gears. And with the way things are these days, with the modifieds, you can change a set of gears in 5 minutes. I mean, they got that quick change rear ended, and it's just basically pull the cap off, change two gears up, put the cap back on. The stock cars and everything else, that's you pull the whole rear end out of the housing there. It's called a Ford 9-inch, and it's 12 bolts. You just pull it out. If the whole thing comes out, you slap a whole new one in there, tighten the bolts back up. So 15, 20 minutes tops to change a set of gears. But like I said, the modifieds, it's 5-10 minutes easily.
In a situation where you've got a sop and wet track like this, and you go out there and you run and you get a lot of the stick in those tires and everything else like that, do you then go back and say, okay, I'm predicting that this track is going to be a little bit drier, or do you just kind of look around and go, okay, nothing's changing with the humidity, nothing's changing at all, what?
There's, especially in the modifieds and the B-mods, they have on your control arms, on your rear ends, they have different settings that they can move that control arm up and down. And that changes a lot in your drive out of the corners, your downforce on it, changes all kinds of things. Your sway bars on the back is all adjustable on these modifieds. The stock cars and hobby stocks, they don't have that luxury. The only luxury they have is finding a different size tire to get your stagger figured out. The stock cars, yeah, that's right, thank you, Chris. The stock cars have the weight jacks for where you could put that. Yeah, when the NASCAR, they got that crank in there.
Right.
That's the jacks in the back there that sets the down pressure on the body down onto the rear end, so they can change that also. But the hobby stocks, basically all that is finding the right size tire to put on the right side or the left side or whatever. It's called stagger. So
change the inflation?
Yes. Inflation of the tires makes a big difference also. I know when I was helping John Pletcher back in the day on the old Budweiser 52 car, there was a lot of times that we went out there with 8 pounds of air pressure, 10 pounds of air pressure. It all depends on what the track was like. I mean, air pressure is a big deal in this kind of deal.
Now, I got to ask, I'm going to ask about gas. With race cars. I know the price of this thing is going up for these guys right now, and it's getting even more expensive for these guys. What do you see right now with regards to racers? They've got to put a little bit more money into this now.
I don't know, and I haven't heard for sure what the price of race fuel is, but I am going to guess it's anywhere from probably, I'm just guessing, but I bet I'm pretty close, between $10 to $15 a gallon for race fuel. The modifieds, the stock cars, and I'm not sure about the B-mods if they can run race fuel or not. I know the hobby stocks, they have to run pump fuel. So they're paying $4.50 to $5 a gallon for pump fuel for that. So, yeah, their expenses have gone up considerably just with the gasoline. And the tires. The tires have gone up considerably.
Right.
If you can even get them. Because I know before race season started this year, there was a lot of places like Schroeder Racing Products down there in Iowa Falls. They limited you to two tires per customer.
That's what I heard. I was going to ask
that. It was, everybody was what are we going to do? What are we going to do? We can't get no more tires. Well, it's eased up a little bit, but they said that it's still pretty tough getting tires. But the price of them is unbelievable.
Yeah, I have racing buddies who race in Arizona and Texas, and right now they're saying the expense of this thing versus what they get back in the purse is almost, it doesn't even balance. And they're going out and trying to get twice as many sponsors, and now you're having issues where the sponsors are pulling back.
Well, that's the thing, and that's why it's so nice to see people like Landis tonight putting up this big dollar amount for the Sport Mods. The sponsorship is really what is making this and keeping it going. And, you know, it's something that if people are out there that like racing, love racing, walk up to your favorite car, hand them a $50 bill or something like that. Get a marker out and put your name on a car. You sponsored that car. Feel good about it, you know, something like that. I mean, it's just sponsorship makes this happen. And if it wasn't for sponsors, we wouldn't be racing. I'll guarantee you that right now. We wouldn't be racing.
John, we're going to come back here in just a second, Brad, because I want to talk about Hall of Fames with you for just a minute or two. And we'll come back in just a second here. We're going to take a quick break, come right back. You're listening to Ridin' Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KOW B103, worldwide on KOW.com and on Facebook.
Hi, this is Christy Lear from Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Local family-owned and fully licensed, serving North Iowa since 2010. Specializing in asphalt shingle roof replacements. Every client's home is treated as if it's our own. Five-star testimonials. Highest-rated materials from local suppliers. Guaranteed craftsmanship and unmatched pricing. Free estimates and all inspections performed by Ryan himself. Ryan's Roofing, LLC. Contact Ryan today, 641-590-1798. Or check us out on Facebook and Google.
Rev up your retirement. Summit House Retirement Community is the place to be this summer. Enjoy all the amenities of home in a spacious, affordable one or two bedroom apartment with garages, patios, and a beautifully landscaped courtyard. You deserve worry-free independence, but we provide assistance as needed. Laughter and fun are part of the package, along with two meals a day. We are also connected to the clinic and fitness center for your wellness. Race on in for a tour. Call 641-843-3333. Summit House in Britt, where the fun never ends.
Hi, I'm Rich Froman, the new owner of McCluskey Appliance. In keeping with the McCluskey tradition, let's kick off summer with some exciting news. McCluskey Appliance is proud to introduce our new white glove delivery option. Need something delivered and installed on the weekend? Look no further. Want to replace that old dishwasher and need it installed? We've got you covered. Shop McCluskey Appliance in Mason City and Garner.
Rock your next party with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, a full-service production company for weddings, reunions, or any special event. Give Brad or Brennan a call at 641-251-1761. B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service. Call 641-251-1761.
Back we are here at the Hancock County Speedway tonight, where it is Landis night tonight. $2,500 on the table for these drivers out here. Brad Hiscox is with us, and we'll also talk to Chris Metz, and he's got an update on points that coming up in the next 5 minutes. So here we go into this bullet round. Let's talk about this Hall of Fame situation with you, Brad, with B&B Sounds and Lights DJ. Okay, there we go. Got her happy now. She's good. You own it, of course. But kind of tell me about this Hall of Fame thing.
Well, years and years ago, I don't know how many years ago, my Uncle Donnie and my Uncle John started racing. And Jack could probably tell you exactly how many years that they've been racing over there in Algona. Unfortunately, they were both gone from us now. And they're both in the Kossuth County Speedway Hall of Fame, and very proud of that.
That's awesome. And they were obviously winners many times over in the circuit.
yes, not a bad career for them. I do remember one night over at Algona that it was kind of an exciting night. It took quite a few people to keep my uncle off of somebody right on the front straightaway. And, he was very well known for his temperament.
That's a good way to put it there.
They were both fighting for the lead, and the guy that ended up winning it ended up putting my uncle into the wall right in the front straightaway, and it wasn't a pretty thing, but yeah, that was one of my most exciting memories of Uncle Donnie. Uncle John used to run stock car and lay models, and he did very well in both classes. He ran for some guys up in German Valley, and he did really good with his little late model there.
Awesome, awesome. All right, we'll take a quick break. We're going to come right back because Chris Madsen has it. Brad Hiscox, thank you for coming here, sir. We appreciate it from B&B Sounds, Light and Lights DJ. Coming up, Chris Madsen has our points. We'll have those right after this. You're listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIWB 103, worldwide on KIW.com, and on Facebook.
Gentlemen, start your engines. The green flag drops tonight at the Hancock County Speedway in Britt, your home of Friday night fast family affordable fun. See the best of the best. Five IMCA classes plus the Outlaw Mini Mods battle it out for huge purses. And a chance at the Casey Nielsen Cash Dash. Make sure to bring the kids too for the candy toss. Don't miss the adrenaline rush tonight at the Hancock County Speedway. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7. Get more info on Facebook or at HancockCountySpeedway.com.
IMT wishes all racers good luck this season. Iowa Mold Tooling Company has supported our local communities for 60 years. Just like their first innovation in 1961, IMT service vehicles and material handling systems are manufactured to deliver quality, value, safety, and performance. IMT and Garner is now hiring. Develop your career path with top pay while receiving skills training, leadership opportunities, and advanced education programs. Apply today at imt.com/careers.
Hi, I'm Hunter McNeese. McNeese Tire and Automotive is your vehicle and ag tire supplier, offering full service in the shop, on the farm, or even roadside assistance. For parts, service, or tires, call 843-3536. McNeese Tire, Highway 18 West in Britt.
Hancock County Health System has offered patient-centered care since 1953. The health system operates 4 family practice clinics in Britt, Garner, Canal, and Wesley, as well as a hospital. Hancock County Health System, your health, our care, a lasting partnership.
Hi, I'm Dave Zroslik, president of Stellar Industries. The employee owners of Stellar Industries reflect the values of small-town living, honesty, integrity, kindness, and caring. With locations in Garner, Kanawha, and Mason City, Stellar is a proud supporter from across the North Iowa area. Log on to stellarindustries.com to learn more about Stellar and how you can become part of our family.
Back we are here with the greatest show on dirt. We're talking about riding dirty. Yes, indeed. Good stuff here. We got Chris Madsen back. Chris, give us some idea on some points here, what we've got here.
All
as
right,
we
give
bring
you a quick rundown here. On the Sport Compact, we have Jay Lang of Humboldt in first, then Lucas Parsons out of Burt, Iowa. Third is Max Eimbach. Sorry if I messed up his name. Mason City. Charles Prime from Britt, Iowa. And then fifth is Ariana Prothman from Algona. In the hobby stocks, we have Luke Slider from New Hampton. Brandon Nielsen from Spencer is second. Chris Krug from Emmitsburg is third. Steve Wickman is fourth. And Josh Siles from Emmitsburg in fifth. In our stock cars, we have, everybody knows this guy, Kelly Shryock. He wins all the time.
Yep.
Followed by Troy Swearingen from Thompson. Jeff Feaster.
And he just made the change, didn't he? He just made the change over to...
Kelly Shryock?
Yeah.
No.
I mean Swearingen.
No, Swearingen's been... He went for modified for a little while, and then he went back to stock car.
Got it. Okay. All right.
And then I think that's probably why Kelly decided, you know what, that looks like fun. I think I'm going to do that, too.
Okay.
And now everybody's joining in. We have Jeff Feaster from...
There we go.
Dakota City, who ran a modified,
right.
Who's running stock car, and he's third in points right now. Then we've got Chris Toot out of Albert Lea, run fourth, and Chad Palmer, fifth. Let's see, and then modified, or I'm sorry, sport mods. We have Alec Fett. These are the boys that are going to be here tonight, running for the big money. Alec Fett is first, is followed by his brother Colby Fett, who's in second. Alec's from Burt, Colby's from Algona. George Nordman out of Mason City's third. Jared Baum. Tom Meister from Waseca, Minnesota is fourth, and Isaac Malico from Boone is fifth. And in our modifieds, Cody Connect is our leader, followed by Kelly Shryock, Nick Meyer out of Whittemore, and then Tristan Vesterby out of Webster City, and Jeremy Mills out of Clear Lake.
So there you have it. That's the points. There you go, folks.
For our one night that we've gotten in here so far.
It's not bad. And those points will change, folks, because track is going to make a lot of difference tonight. So it's going to be fun to see how this all works. Brad Hiscox, thank you, sir. I appreciate it as always. Chris Madsen, awesome to have you. And let's we'll wind this down, of course. Now, folks, don't forget, the gates are open. There's $2,500 on the table right now for these guys. Hot Laps will start at 7. If you want more information, you go to Facebook or you go to the HancockCountySpeedway.com, and then you can get all the information you need that's right there.
$2,500 just for the winner.
Yeah.
More than that. There's more money for other people, too. So.
Okay.
The
all right.
To win in was it Hobby Socks, I think? Don't quote me on this, but I think there's more money in that.
No, we won't quote you. It's just on the radio.
that's why I just say it, to clarify. But I did see someone, they said there's more money in the pot for all the classes.
Well, I hope so. These guys need it. There's no question about it.
There's quite a few cars showing up here, so.
Yeah, there you go. All right, folks, we're going to wrap it up here from the Hancock County Speedway. You've been listening to Riding Dirty, the greatest show on dirt, live on KIOW B103, worldwide on KIOW.com. Good night, everybody.
The greatest show on dirt, Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, was brought to you by these great businesses.
Ryan's Roofing, LLC, Summit House Retirement Community, IMT, Iowa Mold Tooling Company, Hancock County Speedway, McNeese Tire and Automotive, McCluskey Appliance, B&B Sounds and Lights DJ Service, Stellar Industries, and Hancock County Health System.
Riding Dirty with A.J. Taylor, Fridays at 5:30 p.m.